everybody. My name is John Engen, and I am with you on a program we call Give Me Credit. Now, let me tell you something, folks. That name identifies exactly what we're going to be talking about in these next few moments. And may I introduce to you John Mackey. Now, John is a man that I've gotten to know over the last handful of months in this very regard, the Give Me Credit. I came to John with a question about my credit rating and my credit scores and how to fix them. And when we got to know each other, we became pretty good friends, and we've launched off into this opportunity to share what he has to share with everybody else who's going through what I went through. So, John, I want to welcome you to the microphone on a program that technically is yours. You're our expert today.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate being here.
Well, John, you are a man who's dabbled and been successful in a lot of areas. What drove you to the moment of saying, I got to help people fix that credit rating?
Well, first of all, you have to understand my personality. And my personality dictates that I am a helper. We can go back as far as when I was born. I'm not going to do that. But I was in real estate since 1988, and I was a realtor for 20 years or 20 years plus. Along with that, I was also a loan officer. Mm-hmm. And most of my business was working with buyers. So 85% of my business was with buyers, and it was with buyers that had bad credit. Now, back then, you could do the assumables. FHA had assumables.
Right.
So you could do an assumption with no qualifying, and then I would establish the contract for deeds. Now, those went away. And by those going away, I had to develop a new method. And I continued to help people with their loans and through working with their credit.
Yeah.
And that's how I started. Now, the business itself started in 2009. So Master Credit Solutions opened its doors in 2009 across the nation to help people fix their credit, get credit education, find ways to get items on credit reports.
Now, we've all heard the phrase credit reports.
Correct.
And they are a mysterious piece of paper. And they come with numbers and all sorts of things that tell us where we stand credit-wise. But, you know, when we're sitting in the car dealership and they take a look at our credit report, they see it with different eyes that we see it with. And they're looking for numbers. They're looking for payments on loans and some of those things. John, tell me, do you think the average person gets it when they look at their credit report for the first time?
No, they really don't. And to be quite honest with you, I find some lack of knowledge even within the industry. For example, loan officers that don't know how credit scores are created. They don't know about debt ratios. They don't know about, and I'm talking about a debt ratio relative to credit reporting and not to the loan itself.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a lot of I don't want to call it ignorance, but I do want to call it a lack of knowledge of this product. For example, when you go into a car dealership, and you're pulling a credit, or they pull a credit report. Do they pull one? Do they pull two? Do they pull a tri-merge?
Mm-hmm.
And the scoring on those are going to be different than a scoring for a home loan.
Now, that's something many of us don't understand.
Correct.
Because we'll think in terms of, I got a home loan. Why can't I buy a car? Because it's a different way to look at it. Is that correct?
They're weighted differently.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Now, most times, from what I know of car deals, most anybody can be financed. The problem is, do you have to put down 90%?
Exactly. Now, when we talk about the credit rating and the scores that we have and the reports that we're talking about, oftentimes we think of the big three that are sitting out there.
You're correct. You're talking about Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
But there are more.
Yes, there are, which is going to come to as a huge surprise to a lot of people. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau just recently came up with a total that's going to blow everybody's mind, and that's there are 43 number of companies that actually track you. Now, some of it doesn't have anything to do with credit per se, but it might have to do with your job. And the reason why they came up with this is because one of the acts, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, states that you have to have the ability to challenge any items. Well, the only items people were knowing about to challenge mm-hmm. was the three big ones, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
Thinking fully well that that's the whole of everything that's out there.
Correct.
And it
it's
wasn't.
Not. It's not.
Now, that comes as a shock to a lot of folks. I know that to be true because it came as a shock to me.
Right.
And that was a part of the conversation you and I had as we were looking into, and you know, just to be transparent to our listeners, I went through a short sale and went through a divorce. And those things just kill your credit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely kill it dead. And when I started trying to figure out how I can move on in life beyond those 2 points, it was interesting watching the process as it went and then trying to figure out what was on that report. And wait a minute, that was supposed to be solved with you know, what they call the marriage dilution thing, you know, whatever that might be. And realizing not all was well. And that was one of the things you started walking me through. The average person, when it comes to a credit rating, do they know their credit score?
Well, you know, that's kind of a misnomer. They think they know their score. They may have a score. But, for example, if you pull your report from the Experian website, mm-hmm. you're going to get a score. And we just went through this the other day with a client who told me she had a 7-something credit score. And I found that hard to believe knowing her past.
Right.
So we pulled up a real credit score, meaning a FICO score, and her FICO score was 100 points less.
Oh.
And she was like saying, well, how can that be?
Yeah.
I just pulled it, and so I had her look at the old versus the new report. What it is that Experian bases it on a 990 scoring model, where FICO bases it on an 830 to 850. So you've got to take that number and then transpose it.
So the ratios are different.
The ratios are different.
Ah.
For rental, they base their scoring on a 1500 scoring model.
Okay.
So you might come in with a score of 750.
Yeah.
Thinking you're good to go on a mortgage, come to find out it translates out to 500.
Oh. You see, this is where the mystery happens. And this is one of the reasons, folks, we're putting the program on called Give Me Credit, because it's time to kind of take the darkness out of the mystery and bring some light to where you may be and how to walk you through this. In fact, one of the things we're going to talk about, John, is what happens when those creditors call and when they start shouting accusations and oftentimes actually leveling threats at you.
Yeah, that's been a huge problem, continues to be a problem, been a problem in the past. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, has sued and levied fines against many of these mm-hmm. debt collectors in their methods of collection. We had one just the other day where one of their goals, a debt collector, is to make the person on the other end of the telephone cry.
Oh.
If they did that, they got a bonus for doing that.
You're kidding.
No. It's unbelievable what goes out there.
And so intimidation really does play a significant role here.
Yes. Absolutely it does, and it can. Now, I'm not saying that every debt collector does business this way.
No.
But there are many that do.
Those that I have had experience with do. I found myself in a situation where I owned a second mortgage when the house was sold, and the bank that I owed that second mortgage to, and we were still in the process of short sale, so I wasn't really sure how things were going to come out. Totally. Every day. Now, what I didn't know, John, one of the things we want to address is, do I have to take those calls? Do I have to respond to that person every single day? Is there a way I can shut that down?
Well, you're bringing up two issues. One is a creditor and one is a debt collector.
Okay.
Now, a debt collector cannot call you and speak with you or leave a message more than once a day.
All right.
Okay, so for example, if they call, you pick up and they identify themselves, assuming that they identify themselves, which is what they have to do.
Right.
And if they do, and they say, hi, this is Bill Smith from ABC Collections, and you go, I don't want to talk to you, and you hang up. If they call back that same day, it's a violation.
Mm.
Okay? Now, you've got it on the other side, where you're talking about harassment. And if they call, we had one client that had 46 calls from a debt collector within an hour and a half.
Oh, my.
Now, that's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Now, they didn't leave a message. They just continued to call. And the client called me and said, what do I do? And so I looked up all the numbers that they were calling from,
mm-hmm.
and they were all from the same company.
Okay.
Now, that is a strict, I shouldn't say a strict, but it's a violation of the law, because that would be falling under the term of harassment.
Right.
And the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act specifically prohibits that. So if you do get a call like that and you find out who they are, you just say, I don't want to talk to you. You are to cease and desist, get their name and address, and send them a cease and desist letter. Mm.
Say we're talking to John Mackey. John is really the founding person of Master Credit Solutions, and he works worldwide, if you would, but mostly across our nation, helping people realize where their credit stands, dealing with the issues of restoration, and then talking about how to restore credit into your life in the sense of, how do I make this thing better? It's not just fixing it so it looks better on paper or you can get a loan. It's how do I keep it going and keeping those numbers high?
Right. It's how to fix the report and then also instructing you or helping you understand
mm-hmm.
so that you can go on and not have this problem again.
Yeah.
That's the critical nature of this.
You know, that's a part of a full work, because it's not just up to one point, then you're on your own. This is helping you get back on your feet, get back into society.
And staying there.
You're listening to Give Me Credit. We have John Mackey with us today. Now, John is our host, and he will be our host, as he is an expert in this field and created some very significant ways to do that, that are significant to him and Master Credit Solutions. We'll be talking more about that. John, can you quickly give the email address so that somebody can get in touch with you?
Yes, they can contact me at John Mackey, that's M-A-C-K-E-Y, at MasterCreditSolutions.com.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're talking about Give Me Credit. That's the name of our program. John Mackey is our expert. I notice every once in a while you cringe when I say we're expert. But John Mackey is the founding... You're the president.
President, founder, yeah. You know, whatever, head mm-hmm. bottle washer.
Yeah, he does wash a lot of bottles of Master Credit Solutions. You can go to his website right now, and you can find out more. It's MasterCreditSolutions.com. Or you can get in touch with John himself through email. And what we'll be doing at the end of the program today is giving you that address, that email address.
And you can also text me questions if you'd like.
Okay.
And that number is
612-567-9627.
All right.
That's for texting purposes only.
Okay. We have one of the interesting things about your website at MasterCreditSolutions.com is that you often will put a little video snippet of yourself talking about specific subjects and areas that people have interest in. I like one of the things I saw on your website today, though. Credit repair, that's credit repair for people who want to be treated like a VIP.
That's specifically picked out because of an article that was written by the New York Times. And the credit repair that we do through Master Credit Solutions is dealing and working with attorneys to write these letters.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we do this is because it has been proven that people that use attorneys get VIP treatment from the credit bureaus. And you say, how? How can that be?
Yeah.
Any letter that is sent out on attorney letterhead with an attorney return address
mm-hmm.
is kept in country. So that leads you to believe that the ones that aren't, or the ones that are sent out by an individual or by a company, goes overseas to a third world country.
Right.
And that is absolutely the case.
Yeah.
They're sent out to the Philippines, to Jamaica, mm-hmm. and to India.
MasterCreditSolutions.com. If you want to find out more, that is MasterCreditSolutions.com. And John Mackey is with us today. Give Me Credit. Give Me Credit is a program that's designed to help you. And I'm talking to everyone, whether you're making $300,000 or $3 million or $30,000 or less. That credit thing is big to us all.
It is, because the other thing is that people have to realize is that your income has nothing to do with your score.
Wow. It really is the activity that you have as you've taken out loans or you've made payment plans and things like that.
Right. All right. Right.
You know, it's interesting. I got to see my credit rating here and looked at the numbers and gulped several times because there were some things that I was told were standing in the way of getting down the road. And one of the things, folks, that John Mackey helps us do is to walk down that road. He wants to get you back into the mainstream of society. He wants to get that credit report and all the worries that you may have over it behind you, so that if you do walk into a car dealership, you're not sweating bullets waiting for that guy in the finance department to work through the numbers and come back and say, I don't think we can work something out here.
Right.
John,
right.
Let's talk about the average person, the Joe Schmo, if you would, who has the credit report in hand, has been looking it over. What would be one of the things that you would start instructing them, helping them through in the process of getting some repair into their lives?
Well, first thing that I do when I get a credit report is I evaluate it. I evaluate it for anything derogatory on that report, okay? Now, we're not talking about whether it's real or not. We'll get into that in a minute. But the reality is that we take a look at items that are derogatory, or I take a look at open accounts versus closed accounts. When you have open accounts, what kind of open accounts you have? In other words, are they installment loans? Are they revolving debt? Now, if they're revolving debt, what
such as a credit card.
Credit card, exactly.
Okay.
What is their the ratio? In other words, how much they have to borrow, how much they've given you as your maximum, and how much you've actually used.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because if you're above a certain percentage, that's going to hurt you. If you're maxed out, it's really going to hurt you. And sometimes people even go over the limit. And when that happens, you get a huge hit on your credit report. So we take a look at all of that data, okay? Bankruptcies, foreclosures, short sales, judgments, liens, lates.
I want to ask a specific question since we're talking about open accounts.
Right.
Let's say you have a Visa.
Right.
And you've decided you don't want to have that Visa any longer. And so you pay it off. What do you have to do after that? Because oftentimes folks will say, well, that's a closed account, when in fact it's still technically an open account.
Which could be just fine.
Okay.
Okay. The reason for it is if you, they take a look at each account to see what your ratio is. Then they take a look at an overall. Let's say you've got 5 credit cards. What is your overall ratio?
Oh, okay.
Okay. But if you, and they also put more weight on revolving loans, revolving debt that has been open the longest. So if you take one with a huge long history and you close that off,
right,
and the rest of the other 4 are very short, a
indeed,
year or less,
right,
that's going to diminish your score.
Okay.
You think by closing off a trade line, minimizes the issue, and it doesn't.
Okay.
Okay. If you close that trade line, it may severely hurt your score.
I want to talk about this before our program is closed, because we're kind of whetting your taste, folks, for what you're going to hear in weeks ahead. In fact, one of the programs we're going to do is what to do with a creditor. What can they say, where can they go, and how far can they go in a conversation with you? We're going to talk about that. We've got several subjects lined up for the future, and I think you're going to enjoy every one of them, because I think they're going to touch base right where you are. But one of the things that you and I have talked about, just to whet the taste of our listener, is to say, you know, I've been told that I've got this outstanding loan. I owe $200 on a medical bill.
Okay.
And it's standing in the way.
Correct.
So I'm just going to go in. It's been open. That account's been open. I've owed it for a year. And you know, one of the people I want to get a loan from saying, no, this is not going to work. I'm just going to go pay that off. How does that affect your credit?
If you pay off a bad debt, it's going to reduce your score. it sounds ridiculous because you think that by doing the right thing, you're helping yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the credit scoring dictates that you will hurt yourself by doing that.
Now, let's just make sure we get this clear. We're not saying don't pay off bad debt.
I'm not saying for people not to pay it off.
But we're saying there's a procedure that you want to go through to make sure it's all paid off.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's a great lead-in because medical debt is something that's being slapped on credit reports right now, most of the time, without the knowledge of the consumer, without the knowledge of the listener. Okay? It just goes on there. Now the individual pulls up the credit report and the loan officer says, you know what? You've got this medical debt out here that's probably going to have to be paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you pay it off, and let's say you're at a 655, 660, which is good enough to get an FHA loan, it's going to drop your score by about 50 points. Now, if it drops your score by 50 points, you go from being approved to disapproved, just based on your score alone. You have to remember that there is no more common sense in loans. It's all score driven.
Yeah. Which is for them probably the easiest way to look at things because they've got thresholds.
Right.
There's a high number, there's a low number, and we don't go past the low number.
Correct.
But give me the philosophy, just to straighten this out of my head, how does it hurt me to pay off that loan?
What it does is that it brings an old bad debt into a new bad debt status.
Oh.
Scoring is based on a snapshot in time.
Of
right now, okay?
Okay.
And if that snapshot, that score, is an indication to creditors as to how likely you are to go bad,
mm-hmm.
to have a foreclosure, have a judgment. That's what that score dictates.
Right.
Okay? And what an investor's looking at is when am I going to be able to get my money back?
Well, and that's their biggest concern.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a rightful concern. I mean, that's the concern that they should have. But the scoring model is set up so that once that bad debt hits and you get an aging on that and it's a year old, it becomes less and less important.
Mm-hmm.
When it becomes less and less important, your score is creeping up. Now you pay that bad debt off, and it slaps it right to the front end again.
Oh, I see.
Because now it's re-aged to today's date.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Now, whether that's right or wrong, I would argue that it's wrong.
Yeah, but the fact is,
let's deal with what we have right now.
That it is what it is, and it is what it is. And so you can't make it something it isn't.
Correct.
And so that's kind of the way things are going. Well, John, in our final few moments here on the program, I want to remind folks that Master Credit Solutions has a remarkable track record in helping people get this stuff taken care of. There's the analysis, there's the conversation, and then there's the plan. How do we get this thing taken care of? And John Mackey has proven solutions, and they're proprietary to you and you alone. This is not something that's shared across the industry as a whole.
Yes. I'm not saying that everything I do is proprietary.
Right.
The letters that we have developed is one item by the, that they were developed by the attorneys.
Right.
Those are proprietary, and no one will get their hands on them.
Exactly.
Okay? Number two, and you have to realize that in order to raise your score, you've got to delete the bad, add the good.
Mm-hmm.
If we could do that, one of those items is proprietary that we have. And teach or instruct people how to maintain those positive items.
Right. Well, folks, I want to drive you to the website. It's mastercreditsolutions.com. And again, is mastercreditsolutions.com. John, give us that phone number again, if you would, please, for texting purposes only.
For texting?
612-567-9627.
Now, I know we're going to give you one more item here because it's another contact point, but an email address, please.
John Mackey, MACKEY, at mastercreditsolutions.com.
Well, folks, we offer you this opportunity every week to tune on in, sit down, and walk with us through this. And then my challenge to you is to get in touch with John. I did, and it worked. And I'm giving you my my undying endorsement, because he's become a friend and he's become a partner in the effort of getting us back on our feet. So folks, join us every week right here at this time. It's called Give Me Credit. Thank you for joining us today.